So this week, last week actually, there was a meeting of several Bale Meuchin Mashiachisten sitting down, and discussion came up on different things in Mashiach. And what one of the things was said over there, that you cannot say the Gula is here. Why? Because we cannot bring a Kabbana today. Okay, I don't know what this definition, where it comes from, but anyway, this is the definitely, you cannot bring a bonus now. Whether you can say Gula here or not, got nothing to do with the issue. Love it, but this is the Indian here is, why you bring in Kabbalah when you're talking about Gula? What it happens when you talk about Kabbalah, when you speak about Gula, you bring up Kabbalah, it pushes it, takes away every opportunity of aligning yourself with Gula. We're not talking about Gula being here or not. This is not the discussion. We'll go into it soon, which is really, it's not an issue. The whole life discussion, Gula here and Gula not here, is really a Nishkin issue l'chatchila. But I will leave that, for later. The first thing is, why, how does Kabbalah get into the discussion here? Now, how do Kabbalah come to the discussion? Because the Rambam says, Mashiach will come, we'll bring Kabbalah. Now, there's several things to understand here. That ever, going back all the years, has sort of explained to us the Rambam, right? So you have two halachas in Perik Aleph, in Hilchas Malachim, Perik Yud Aleph, you have two, Perik Yud Bey, Perik Yud Aleph. You have two halachas. The first halacha, halacha Aleph, you have halacha Dalet. The Rebbe quotes them both. But the Rebbe always used to quote mainly is halacha Dalet, and the Rebbe expounds upon halacha Dalet, and explains what's going on over here. Where did the Rebbe explain it? So there are these sichas, which the Rebbe spoke years back, this is going to Chelik Zion, Truma, then you have Bolak Yud Ches. We did the sichas, where the Rebbe gave out with his hands to everybody in the Dvar Malchus. The Rebbe handed out, you have those two sichas. And the Rebbe explains exactly what is the definition of Mashiach. And the definition of Mashiach has nothing to do with Kabbalah. The Posh Darai, which the Rebbe doesn't go into it, because the Shit is a Rambam, number one, is the Shit of many Rishonim, is you can bring Kabbalah in Zman HaGolos also. This is just by the way. Regarding the Shit is a Rambam, should all Achreidim say that? No one knows what the Shit is a Rambam is. It seems to be very clearly discussed in different people in Aura Sapurim have discussed it. It seems to be that the Rambam intentionally did not give out his opinion if it could be Pearl, Makrib, Kabbalah or not. But anyway, the Rebbe himself said, the Rebbe brings down that in the Rambam there is no Hechra. So the Kabbalah, it's not only that the Rebbe brings down. Let's not go into it. But the Kabbalah is not a definition of Gula. Kabbalah is something which Mashiach will come, we'll be Makrib all the Kabbalah, but it does not define Gula. Now, what is the definition of Gula? So you have the definition of Gula, the Rebbe explains, having the Sikh of Truma, Chelik Tezayim. The Rebbe explains, the definition of Gula is three mitzvahs. What are the three mitzvahs? The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam says, there's mitzvah mini melech, mitzvah mechema b'amalek, which includes mechama against all the goyim. Then also mitzvah being based on mikdash. Three mitzvahs, right? Melech, mechama b'amalek, mechama against the goyim, and then being based on mikdash. And these, the Rebbe says, these are actually the three mitzvahs, the three points which is said in Yamid Melech. Yamid Melech is melech, mechama, the next one is Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. These are the three mitzvahs. And then comes Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael. Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael is the actual Gula. Okay. So why these three mitzvahs, why do they create Gula? So Rebbe explains, the Chayr Gula is Kim of Kolotere mitzvahs. Shlemis Kim of Kolotere mitzvahs. So all mitzvahs are part of the Gula. Yeah. So maybe all mitzvahs are part of the Gula. But these three mitzvahs are what create Gula. They are like, this is the whole sikh of the Rebbe explains it. It's like general mitzvahs that create Gula. Why do they create Gula? The MS, this is a very poshtus thing, which Mamish can explain poshtus lahadult every goy. What is it? Very simply. You have Am Yisrael, you're in Golas, you're enslaved, you're meshubah to the goy. So what do we need in order to get out of this enslavement? So there's three things you need. Number one, if you want to, Am Yisrael has to group together. In the way it works, you need a leader. People cannot group together without a leader. It doesn't work, okay? That's anhagonisis. The Rambam's talking about Teira Mitzvahs, the way it works. You need to have a leader. So that's the first thing, you have to have a melech. If Am Yisrael wants to get together and get, be mashachrer themselves from Golas, get out of slavery, they're going to have a leader. This leader is something we don't have to go into. This leader happens to be Melech HaMashiach from Malchus Mitzvah. Him, Hashem is going to give the ability to actually give him the ability to free themselves. He's the only one who's going to have this physical ability. He's going to have these koichas, etc., etc., koich HaTeira, etc., which is going to give him the ability to free Klal Yisrael. But anyways, you have to have a leader. So that's the first minyan melech.
What? Says this?
What? It's a no, it's a push-up, it's a passion, it's a push-up, it's a number. The Rebbe has a whole secret of the Rebbe in two sixes, we just quote, we'll get to it in a moment, based on Migdash, you'll see. It's the same, all one Mahalach, it's one that the Mahalach, the Rebbe's been building over the years, the Rebbe built this whole Mahalach. So you have to have a melech. That's number one. What's the first thing? After you get the leader, this leader, first of all, he has to rally the people, get them together. And the main thing, he has to be able to get the people to defeat their opponents. You're in Golas. You want to get out of Golas. You're going to have to defeat your opponents. So he has to go to Muhammad. So once you have a leader, you can go to Muhammad. You can't go to Muhammad without a leader, right? You have a leader, then you can go to war. When you go to war, what happens after you go to war? If you have a skillful leader, it all depends on the leader, his skills and whatever, etc. He goes to war, he wins the war. What happens next? Okay, so now you have to establish your independence. How do you establish your independence? You build a bias, a permanent building. In other words, when you're in the war zone, you don't build permanent structures in the war zone. You build tents, made, you know, put together. When you build skyscrapers, when you have won the war, then you want to build the economy, you want to boost the economy, so you have to make buildings, you have to have a center for the government. So that's when you start building these enormous structures, which that gives, it stabilizes the whole metzius of the arm, the whole independence of the arm is a building. So that is the inyam. So be'etzem, this is what in the, there's different words how the Rebbe says it, different words in the Chelik design, the Rebbe uses the word mnucha, which is coming from the Gemara, meaning to say that each one of these three mitzvahs have in it, in themselves, the element of mnucha, mnucha. Peace or kvias, permanency. These three. What? Muhammad. So melech is a one, the starting point. Muhammad is a melech, bringing, impressing himself on the world. And Beis Hamikdash is a final phase when you bring the full menucha and you build it down. You build the menucha. That's a Beis Hamikdash. Now, by Klal Yisrael, what's our mitzvah? Our mitzvah is not the economy. Our mitzvah is Torah mitzvahs. So the melech is the one who represents the Torah mitzvahs. He brings. Then the mechome is, of course, against goyim and not letting us keep all the mitzvahs. Then the binyan is the place we're able to do all the Torah mitzvahs. But that is the whole inyan of having a bayis kavua, a permanent structure of four. The Beis Hamikdash. For the Beis Hamikdash, that shows the true freedom. What is the first thing the goyim do in order to make the chur, to make Beit Yidden into Golus? You go to the center, to the Beis Hamikdash, you destroy it, then you take all the Yidden out of Golus. So that's where it starts with the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Where the Gula Gonu, it starts, the Gula starts with the Churban. Where does the Gula start? Gula starts in just the opposite. When you finally get to the stage, you can build it, you get yourself a Beis Hamikdash, which is the center. Am Yisrael evolves around Torah Mitzvahs. That's the whole hour. This whole Mitzvahs of Am Yisrael is Torah Mitzvahs. You have the Beis Hamikdash, Binyan Bayis Kavua. That shows on Shtei Mitzvahs of Menucha. And that is the three Mitzvahs. Now, what does it make a big difference? What does it mean to us? We say these three Mitzvahs. What does it help us? It helps enormously. Why? Once you understand that the whole Geder Hagula is these three Mitzvahs, so what comes the next thing? Then you have, so now you have the actual Mitzvah. The actual gula, api halacha, right? Yalaka. Then you have a concept which the Rebbe brings out in many, many places, like this. You have like this, put it this way, like this. You have, let's say we have kabonis. Let's use example kabonis. In kabonis, when you're going to have halacha, you're going to have kabonis in the Zman Beis Hamikdash. So Chassidus tells us, the ruchni se'inyan of the korban, everyone can do now in avodas tefillah. Okay. That is ruchni se'inyan. Now there's another concept. We're not talking about ruchni se'inyan. The Rebbe takes the concept, which is actually a mahalach in halacha everywhere, but let's not get carried away on this. The Rebbe takes the teichin of this mitzvah and applies it to a situation where the mitzvah is not there. In other words, halacha tells us, Torah tells us, there's three mitzvahs, melech, mechama, and Beis Hamikdash. What the Rebbe does is, says, what is the content, what is the purpose of Melech? What is the purpose of Muhammad? What is the purpose of Beis Hamikdash? So this purpose, this idea, which is there in these three mitzvahs, can be applied elsewhere, even where you don't have the mitzvahs. Now the Rebbe does it in many places. One of the dugmois would be learning Hilchot Beis Hamikdash. But there's many dogmas. Hakel, it's many places the Rebbe does it. So you're taking, so what does it do over here? He says, what are the teichen of these three mitzvahs? The teichen of these three mitzvahs is that you're having the, let's say the words menucha, that's the Lashon HaGemara, or the word the Rebbe uses, kvias, base of mice, kvor, with this, the whole idea of mitzvah being building a bais kvor, which is a me'en, the dogma of base of mikdash, bais kvor. Taking, so you take the menucha, the kvias, all the bittel, shiva, the umas, the effect on the umas, you can take it over also in Zman HaGolus. That means you don't have the actual mitzvah, so as the Rebbe defines it, now this is very clearly defined in the Rebbe's, the Rebbe defines it very clearly when it comes to mitzvah opinion, the Rebbe defines it very clearly. You are taking the mahus of the mitzvah, base of mitzvah, and you're putting it in Zman HaGolus, in mitzvah opinion, and building shul and building botei chabad. So the Rebbe defines it. This is not the mitzvah. The Rebbe defines it very clearly. It's not the mitzvah. You're taking the content of the mitzvah and you're putting it in Zman HaGolus. Now, okay. What does this mean today? Once upon a time, a yid could not take the content of these three mitzvahs applied in Zman HaGolus. You couldn't do it. Why? In once upon a time, if you're going to go and try effect, what would be taking the content of Muhammad? What would be taking the content of Muhammad, let's say nowadays, when it's still in Golus? Taking the content of Muhammad is very partial. What's the whole Muhammad? The Muhammad is to defeat the goyim. That they should not oppose the Torah mitzvahs, not to oppose the Klal Yisrael. What is going to be the purpose of all this, Muhammad? The final phase. That all goyim are going to be keeping the Shabbat mitzvahs. This is what's going to happen after Beis HaMikdash, after everything. So don't do, Rebbe says, in our days, won't need Muhammad for Mashiach. But now, let's say we're in Golis. You're not doing the Muhammad. You're taking the, what are the purpose of the Muhammad? In fact, the goyim, they should not oppose the Yidden. Take the content of Muhammad. Today you can do it with being a father from Shabbat mitzvahs, no, so you're affecting the goy to identify with the value of Yidden, with the value of Torah. So you're doing the same purpose of Muhammad. You're not doing the Muhammad. You're doing the same purpose of Muhammad in Zman HaGolus. The same. This is 1 second. So that's one thing. Therefore, in India today, you don't have a chlal. You don't have to go to war. You can influence, whatever says you can, today we can influence the whole world with seven mitzvahs. So if we continue with winning Zman HaGolus, remember, we're all talking about Zman HaGolus, winning Zman HaGolus, we're doing this thing of infecting the goyim with seven mitzvahs, you can actually get the whole world to go, identify with the mile of a Klal Yisrael and the mile of Torah. Going back several decades ago, you go and affect goyim with Torah, with seven mitzvahs, you land out in jail, right? Or you would be too open up with your Torah mitzvahs, you also land out in jail. So all of these things that take the content of menucha, of kvias, or bittel shivat umas, take the content and apply it in Zman HaGolus, was once impossible. Now the main thing, the biggest nekuda, the more where it's most clearly emphasized, is inyan of mitzvah binyan. What's inyan of mitzvah binyan? Mitzvah binyan is, what's the get of Golus? The get of Golus is that Yidden is not stable. In order for you, in other words, they're here, they were in Eretz Yisrael, they're thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Then in Golus are gone, the in Golus are thrown from one country to the next country, etc., right? So now, the Metzius was, in every other data, from, going back from Bria Solom, whenever Yidden built a binyan, a bais kvor, an establishment for themselves, what happened was, it was destroyed. We had one base of Mikdash was destroyed, two bottom Mikdash was, the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Later on, Yidden went into Golus, so whenever they built up the settlement, they settled in Ed, wherever they settled, they built up houses, they built up basic Knesset. Okay, this basic Knesset may have stayed for several hundred years, at most. Afterwards, the Goyim came and threw all the Eden out of there. What happened to all the basic Bata Knesset? They got destroyed. So there's no such a thing as having a binyan of the Yidden, a kavur, a bais kvor. So every basic Knesset happens to be a bais kvor. Every basic Chabad is a bais kvor. Every basic Knesset is a bais kvor. But you never had a bais kvor which would be promised to stay there permanently. The only place where you have a binyan bais kvor to be there permanently is after the promise of the Torah. The promise of the Torah, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to be there permanently. That's a promise. This is the Ikka Maila of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The whole Maila, again, the Rebbe explained, the whole Teichin HaMitzvah of Beis HaMikdash is Bais Kavua. Where is it going to be the Emes of Bais Kavua, the Bais Nitzchi? It's going to be in Bais HaShlishi. So therefore, where we're going to have where it's going to be the real Mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash is in Bais HaShlishi. The Mitzvah is today, anyone who builds a Beis Chabad today, right? And you do what the Rebbe says, Mitzvahim, do the Shabbat Mitzvah with Noach.
You're not going to have any goyim destroying your Beis Chabad. Right? Okay, so you're not going to have any destroying your Beis Chabad. The only one that may destroy it, maybe, what we have in the world is Rachman al-San Gidin doing it. Goyim are not going to destroy your Beis Chabad. Okay? No one's going to do it nowadays. It's not only that. This is talk about Beis Chabad. When it comes to 770, the Rebbe said very clearly, 770 is going to Yerushalayim. Avtocha, the Rebbe is going to Yerushalayim, right? This Avtocha means, this Avtocha, what the Rebbe said about 770, the only place where it says in the Torah, Avtocha, the Binyan should be by Snitzki is based on Mikdash HaShlishi. Here comes the Rebbe and says the very same Avtocha on 770. So what are you talking about? You're talking about a Fadish in Zman HaGolos. You're taking the content of the mitzvah. Again, it's not a mitzvah. You're taking the content of the mitzvah. And you're applying it in the Zman HaGolos. What is going to happen if we take the content of all these mitzvahs and begin to apply it in Zman HaGolos? You have exactly what the Rebbe says. You bring the Aleph of a Gufish Shalom into the Golos, you get Gula. You'll eventually bring the Gula. So that is, whereas Kaponis, of course, you don't, Kaponis, factually, you don't have Kaponis. If we take Kaponis and say Kaponis is the definition of Gula, you're depriving of yourself of this whole understanding. So this is Poshet, it has such a thing to be clear. The Rebbe made it very clear that what defines Gula is these three mitzvahs and not Kaponis. And, okay. That's one thing. Now let's go to the next thing. The next thing is the union of saying Gula today. Can we say Gula here is presently or not? Okay. The mitzvah is mechilas chvedim from everybody else. The Rebbe all the years is using these two terms, gula and gola, simultaneously. This is, so now, what's the avonah in this? How did it work? The work goes like this. Chassidus always talks about elikus being everywhere. This is always talks about, right? The Rebbe also talks about elikus being everywhere. But what the Rebbe does, in many situations, whenever it's applicable, he'll tell you, he won't use the word Elikus, he's going to use the word Gula. In other words, when the Rebbe is talking about Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, he says Gula went down with him to Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe emphasizes, he's talking about the Choshech HaGolos, the biggest city that we could be. So the Rebbe explains that was a Gula was there. The Rebbe doesn't say Golos, the Elikus was with him. He uses the term Gula. Now, if you take a look at the Sichas, and you go in the first, let's say, Brachos, the beginning of Shmais, you'll go through, you can't go through too many pages without finding the word Gula in Mitzrayim. You're going to find it everywhere. So now, this is what the Rebbe says, going through all the years. Now, let's say, coming to our days. In our days, what happened? What's in the Gula? In our days, once upon a time, when did the Rebbe use the word Gula? In Zman HaGolos, the Rebbe talking to Chassidim, who Chassidim know about the Pnimisa Inyan of everything, so they can understand that there's not only that there is an aspect of Gula even in Zman HaGolos. If you understand Chassidim, you know Pnimisa Inyan, there's an aspect of Gula in Golos. Why did, number one, let me understand, why did the Rebbe use the term Gula when to use Gula in Zman HaGolos is a very remote term. It's not a normal language. Here the Rebbe is using it the whole time. The Rebbe uses it the whole time. Gula is with them. He's always using it. Why did the Rebbe use it? Because the Rebbe here, this whole mahalak of the Rebbe, that you're not talking about Gula as an abstract, you're talking about Elikus as abstract, you're talking about Elikus as affecting the world. What is the right word for saying Elikus affecting the world is Gula. So that's why the Rebbe uses always the term Gula. Fine. But now, what the Rebbe used the term Gula, was talking the term, talking to Chassidim. Chassidim know that in everything there's a Pnimius. There's a Chachanius, the way we see it. Then there's a Pnimius, which is deeper. So the Rebbe explains the deeper dimension, there's a Gula in Zman HaGolos. When it came to Tovshin and Aleph, Tovshin and Beis, the Rebbe says this deeper dimension, which once upon a time was discussed amongst Siddim, now that we have the Shlemus of Hafotzes, of Yonos Chutze, everyone can align with it. In other words, you can explain every year in Zman HaGolos. You can tell him why it's not, because it's not a physical concept anymore. It's also a concept which has poshet impact begash, means how you can see developments which are a shayach to Zman HaGolos. Use the words again, Zman HaGolos, Zman HaGolos. So therefore you can see an aspect of Gula in Zman HaGolos. So now the Rebbe said that you use this term of Golos in the present tense is now shaykh to everybody. So this is more or less it. So the saying Gula is here is not a stira to the whole union of Golos. It's not a stira. And the whole thing, the whole mahalach, it shouldn't be a stira. The question shouldn't be there in the first place. If you just understand what it means, it's saying Gula is here. Basically, you're telling the person about the opportunity he has in order to bring the Gula, just to make it clear, a very important point. When Chassidus tells us about seeing Elokos, the first thing Chassidus tells us, you should know you have a Nefesh Elokis. If you don't have a Nefesh Elokis, you can't come to see Elokos. Right? The first thing is, you want to see Elokos. Chassidus tells you, you're born with a Nefesh Elokis. You cannot bring the Gula if the Gula is not there already. You have to realize, we cannot build our Shaykhus Elokos on our own. We cannot build our Shaykhus Gula. The only way you can bring the Gula is realizing Be'emes in the Inyan, the Gula is already here. So the Rebbe says, the Gula is here. You have to clearly identify with the element of Gula that is here, and you have to bring it out in yourself. So therefore, you have to be aware of the Gula, the actual Gula that is here already in order to bring the Gula. So now there's one, I don't know if you have more koich for this, but there's one more thing. I can go one more thing, but this is a bit more tricky. But this is one more thing. This is going on the Dvar Malchus of the current weeks. So I just want to, I want to show how this goes, this whole build-up goes of Dvar Malchus, because everyone knows you have the Sicha Pasha Shaftim, where the Rebbe gives the coming up this week, about the Nevuah, right? But if you look carefully in Dvar Malchus, you actually see that it's not like Shabbos Shaftim, the Rebbe came up with this thing of the Nevuah. It doesn't really go like that. You look, the Sichas work in themes. Like, you can see, you can take it, it's mamish, quite, you can see it very clearly. You take the Sichas, let's say, from Chof Ches Nissen to Shabbos Pashas, Achimish, Shabbos Pashas Emoy, is one theme. From Shabbos Pashas Chukesai till Shabbos Pashas Nosei, I think is another theme. Then going over from Shabbos, Pashas, Shlach, whatever, you see the different themes. Anyways, this theme starts like this. This is after the Sichas of Shabbos, Koirach, Pinchas, Bolok, the Rebbe's, Shabbos, Koirach, whatever, yeah, is going to, the Rebbe's speaking about this, explaining how really, in Zman HaGolos, you can realize there's no difference between Golos and Gula. Let's not go into the details. That's what the theme is over there. Then it starts in Shabbos, Pashas, Matas, Masei. The Rebbe starts this type of language. The Rebbe says, if you'd said Mosai, you'd certainly bring the Gula, right? That's what the Rebbe used to say. That's what the Rebbe said, Chav Ches Nissen, right? Here the Rebbe starts saying, the Gula is definitely going to come. This is the language the Rebbe starts using for Pashas Matzah Masai. And he goes on this, and in Pashas AKV, he goes and expounds on it the whole thing, and then Re'ei, he goes further, and Shaftim is basically, he says the Nevuah, which is really coming, is a build-up all along, saying it's definitely going to happen. Then, by the way, what is the theme of Pashas Tetzé? The theme of Pashas Tetzé is, it's already happened. The Rebbe says, let's not go into now. The way the Rebbe says, the Rebbe says in Pashas Tetzé, you can now identify how the Gula was here from the day of Bria Soilam. That's the way the Rebbe always says it. It's not something new. Okay, so now, let's go back to Pashas, let's go to this thing of before Shabbos, Pashas Shaftim. So the Rebbe says, it's definitely going to happen. So now, I don't know how long we're going to this. The Rebbe is speaking in these sichas, he's speaking about Bleak Wall. And he's saying about Bleak Wall here, Bleak Wall there, Bleak Wall there, Bleak Wall everywhere. Yes, it's like, what do they mean by this? Maila and Mata together, bleak will. So, what does it mean? So, I took me many years, so I got what's going on over here. Anyways, Baruch Hashem. This whole bleak will from all the different directions, I didn't know what the Rebbe was trying to get, what the Rebbe was saying here. But now it's quite clear. Number one, the first thing what the Rebbe is doing, the Rebbe is saying the Gula is definitely going to happen. What's happening in Shnas Toftin and Aleph, the Rebbe said that is going to be the year of Hezgalas Mashiach. The Rebbe did not leave the year without identifying that whatever was meant to happen, happened. That's how it goes. And the Rebbe, so here's coming the build up towards the end of the year. The Rebbe is saying it is going to happen. So what the Rebbe starts talking about this bleak wall. So how did the Rebbe do it? And what is the Rebbe saying with this bleak wall? So number one, we all know when Mashiach comes, there's going to be stages. Right? So what the Rebbe does is, the Rebbe is saying, so now, maybe common understanding, that let's say you have the scholars of Gula, we're going to start all the stages, you know, everyone knows there's two tkufas, yeah, and et cetera, et cetera, and they have, Chassidus telling us, at least in Ketz,
So what the Rebbe here, this is what the Rebbe does in these sichas, all stages are done. Okay? When we come to the Skalas Mashiach now, it's bleakable from every direction. You're going to have the fullest of scholars, which is in the right words of the Rambam would be Kemaimer Yom HaChasim. That's how it's going to start. How, practically speaking, how can, in practical words, how did this translate itself? So one of the things is, like the Rebbe says, you all know, the Rebbe says to me, Mashiach is going to come, they're going to be, Tzaddikim are going to come first. Moshe Va'ar is going to be Moem. So here the Rebbe says, now the Rebbe says it very clearly. And the Rebbe says, then repeats it several times. He said it earlier, then he repeats it later also. This is a very, it's very hard to imagine this. You know, we already got tuned into this, that Rebbe promised us it's going to happen in one split second, we're all going to find ourselves in Yerushalayim. Here the Rebbe says, this is especially in the Sicha, I think of Vizchanan, or Mat Adam Vizchanan, I think the Rebbe preached it several times, two times. Every, not Tzaddikim, every single year is going to be there. So this just shows, when we're going to be there, the Tchiz amazing for everybody, so we may imagine, okay, grant will give us time to get out of our Golas, you know, don't throw it all on us at one time. So the Rebbe is telling you right out, it's all, you're going to have the full thing. What is going to be if so the Aliyah? So the Rebbe explains elsewhere. Even when you have the full thing, you're still going to have Aliyah, which we don't have to go into that. But the whole thing is going to be. Now, this is the point you want to get to. The Rebbe is saying the full thing is going to be, and therefore, what did the Rebbe say? There's bleakable from every direction. Also mitzad the lamata, also mitzad us. Meaning to say, what is the Rebbe saying is, we're the Tachten. I'm not with it. We still, okay, the Rebbe's telling us all these revelations of Gula. I still don't align with it. I'm still in Gula. So the Rebbe says, you may be in Gula. But this bleak wall is going to be inside you. And you are going to be now moving with the Gula despite the fact you're still in Gula. So this is the Rebbe saying, and you are going to, now, that, based on that theme, the Rebbe's telling us, you are going to be moving despite the Gula. The Rebbe says, it's going to happen. That's what Rebbe is repeating in these weeks. Then he says, Pashish, show to him, it's going to happen with the Nebuah. The Pasha states, it says, okay, now you can align with the Gula, which has already happened from Bria's Olam, which is already going, yeah. So now, what does this mean? It's happening, and it's going to happen, but we're still in Gula. How has it happened? So I don't know, we have to leave. I don't know if we can continue with this. You want to go out? I think we're tight. We'll try, if I try to remember the same point, I'll try to. It's not a long thing. It's not too long, but I just, it's got to do with the Mahalach that Rebbe has been speaking all the years. It's one, but I don't think it's a thing. I will have to leave it over here. Okay, I think we'll leave it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Why? I'll try to do it. I want to tell you what the way it works is like this. I have to prepare myself to say it properly. The way it works is actually what we were speaking in the last few weeks. What we were speaking about in the last few weeks. We said this thing, let's say, about the Rebbe Rashab says that the nitzut, the key of the Shalosh Klipot Tmeis is going to disappear, going away. I'm sorry, not the nitzut, the key which is in the Shalosh Klipot Tmeis goes away. What happens then? The Dovah Tomei is going to disappear because the nitzut key is going away. So the Rebbe says, and that nitzis key is not only the ruchnis nitzis key, it means also the gashmistik mitzis. So the gashmistik mitzis of that Dovah Tomei is going to go away from the klipah. What means that this gashmistik mitzis is going to remain, the klipah is going to fall away. What the klipah means going to fall away? What it means? That the opportunity that it should occur to me, I should do this mitzis for something, because against Hashem, will not exist. So, but the thing, everything stays intact. So this is the Mahalach of the Rebbe. What are the basic Mahalach? Now, this Mahalach is actually, the Rebbe has it everywhere. It's many, many Rebbe of that. Anything Ruchnis, once upon a time, was very easy. It was very convenient. The Chassidus told us, there's Ruchnis and Gashmis, okay? So Gashmis is a failure. That's where we don't see anything. And Chassidus tells us about the beautiful things all going on in Ruchnis. So it was very clear cut. Gashmis is, we don't know, but in Ruchnis it's all there. So that's what Chassidus told us. What the Rebbe sort of did, explained to us, no, everything is there by Gashmis. But what? Once upon a time, the situation where we were, when the Gashmistic world was opposing to us, we could not see the way it was in Gashmis. Okay, you want to explain a yid about that? Of course, the only way to explain, you can't tell him by Gashmis, you couldn't see it in those days. So the only way was to explain in Beruchnis. Now the Rebbe says, whatever is Beruchnis, by the course, is by Gashmis also. But we don't see it. It's so minute. It's one of those. We don't see it. Now the Rebbe is telling us. Now the Rebbe tells us it's all there by Gashmis. Why can nowadays Gashmis is not a deterrence for us. We could come to realize the Likus and Gashmis. So the Rebbe says everything about the Likus is really Begashmis. So what happens when you have everything Likus Begashmis? Anything, let's say a brocha of a mile, or anything which comes on mile is really not, sometimes it says, see, there's a brocha, only comes on mile, doesn't affect the Begashmis. Because it's only brokenness. In order to affect, and it doesn't come, a brocha may come from the mile, it may not affect you Begashmis. It may only remain in brokenness. You have to have a special schuz to be Begashmis. To be Begashmis also. What did the Rebbe ever say? Every brocha affects your Begashmis. It may only affect you in a minute sense, and you have to have a schuz to bring it over to full sense. So what does it mean that everything, anything is always having Begashmis? Now, if everything is Begashmis, then what are the difference? Why some things? So, we're taking everything but Ruchness. Anything but Ruchness now has a Gashmistic interpretation to it. So what is missing now? If I, Yid, me, Yid, will come to realize that everything is here Begashmis, the only thing is Hashem says, Hashem, in other words, so the world is moving forward from Zman HaGolus to Zman HaGula. Why do we say it's moving forward? Because it was Kitzim. All the years it was always Kitzim, right? Different Kitzim, yeah, towards the Gula. But the Kitzim, the Gula didn't come. So what's a simple explanation? Why didn't the Gula come? Because the Kitzim was only Beruchness. It came Beruchness, didn't come, didn't permeate the Gashmis. For sure, Beruchness, something must have developed at that time. In Torah, mitzvahs of Eden, some Ruchnistic aspect, some the Kitz did accomplish. Sometimes it was a negative sense, a positive sense. It doesn't make a difference. The Kitz definitely accomplished something. But it was a Beruchness. According to the Rebbe, some know it affected the Begashmis, but we did not realize it. So what is the point? Everything is here, Begashmis also. The order for you to realize this affected Begashmis, that Hashem has made such a thing. Do what I want. Do Torah mitzvahs. Anine breaks the Shamas Keni. Nothing that Hashem, everything what Hashem does affects Begashmis. It's all here, Begashmis. And it's always functioning Begashmis. For you to see the full fruition, the Gashmis, Dika fruition of this was already here, but Gashmis, you have to do Torah mitzvahs. You have to realize it's here. It's here. You have to, Hashem, every brocha he gives us affects you. You have this brocha in your hand, but Gashmis. To see the fruition of the brocha, you have to do Torah mitzvahs. And this is why the Rebbe says you have to have Anin Evreisa the Shamas Kenyan. You do it. It's here already. Hashem gave it to you. You have to do it. So the same thing will come to the Gula. When the Rebbe comes here and then says, let's say, it's going to happen. And then he says, in Pasha Tetze, he comes already, implies that we can now realize what was there from always. So he's already talking the positive sense that you can already connect yourself to Gula. What it means is, we can still be the Gula. But this revelation, the Torah promised us that this and this time, it comes a certain period of time, the Gula is going to be here. It is there, Begashmis. We are still in Gulas. But so we have to realize opportunity and use it. Then it comes out in the full sense. I don't know how well I explained it, but I think we'll leave it at that. Okay, Besena. Okay,
we're going to get it. I think we had a